Good morning again. Glad to see all of you. It's not too hot today, right? Not too bad? I think that's the blessing for me today, that it's just right. So we've already thought of our time with our coffee, which I think about and bless every day. So now I'd like to start our time, this time, with this Sabbath day, and it's a prayer, a poem or a prayer, however you want to receive it, from Christ Beside Me, Christ Within Me, Celtic Blessings by Beth A. Richardson. So will you pray with me? Bless to me this new day, the sounds and sights, the smells and tastes, the cool breeze on my cheek and the warm sun on my head. Bless to me this Sabbath time, time to rest, to play, to feel the fullness of this life. Bless to me this gift of plenty, of food and shelter, of peace and safety, of freedom from worry and abundance to share. Bless to me this space to hold in love all those who struggle in life, who sit in sorrow, who walk and wait and run in fear. Bless this earth and all its creatures. Bless to me this new day. Amen. So I'd like to say a word about blessing, because we're saying this a lot through our time, and I just want to be sure that we aren't thinking of it in the wrong way. So blessing is not to be interchanged with lucky. Celtic Christians perceive God's creation as a holy gift. So blessing can be understood as the very things of life, not something necessarily favored or good or special or extraordinary, but all of life as a gift. So I'd like to just tell you some of the prayers that we have read for this chapter in our study so that you can get an idea of what we are blessing this week. So this is Holy Moments, celebrating the gifts of life, walking the dog, a blessing of the coffee, this Sabbath day, a blessing of a bird nest, a blessing of a summer day, sitting with an aging pet, sowing seed, washing the dishes. All of those are blessings. And I'd like to just repeat kind of what I said earlier, because this is so important. One of the ways we notice the blessings of our lives is to simply delight in the small things. Every day, objects from our coffee cups to our pets and everyday activities are occasions to say and name we are blessed. And moving through our day with a mantra, "Bless me this blank," is a Celtic practice that slows us down and hones us in on the beauty of the gifts of ordinary life. And I have to say to you, this practice literally changed my life about 14 years ago. And I can tell you more at another time about how I've kind of let you know a little glimmer of, but I know we only have a certain amount of time. So another day, I will tell you how this practice has changed my life. So, and how I've gotten through some things. I'd like to talk about our text from Luke, the lilies. And, you know, we read from Luke, but Matthew also has this in Matthew 6, verse 28 and 29, and it's almost a little bit more familiar. Consider the lilies of the field. So because this text or similar writings are in both Luke and Matthew, it gives us a little clue into Scripture that this comes from the Q source. So Mark is one source. It's the first hands-on source that we have. And then Luke and Matthew were written after Mark. So they took from the Mark text, and also from this Q source, which we have not yet found. And so if any of you want to become archaeologists and find it, go ahead. We're looking forward to finding that Q source. So this was actually a part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And this is the chapter in which, and if you want to look it up in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is telling us not to worry. Now, that was hard to hear back then, really hard to hear, because many people lived on the streets. They didn't have clothes or secure food. And so it was really hard for the hearers of Jesus to take this in, not to worry. And I know it's actually hard for us today. It's hard to hear, don't worry. We're all worry warts, right? We worry. And Jesus is saying, don't worry, don't worry. Even these beautiful lilies in the field, they have no worries. They draw strength upon the divine in the sun and in the water and in the soil. And so each of us can do the same. We can give thanks and say a blessing that we are blessed by the gift of beauty that God has created, whether that be lilies in the field or it be the sun or it be water or a sunrise or a sunset, or even find the beauty in the animals and the creatures or in you and I, in the people around us. So Jesus says, don't worry. And when we do that, we can go further. We can go deeper. And I would say, let's even flip this upside down and not worry. But actually, why don't we instead say a blessing for things? Not just worry, but flip it upside down and name and acknowledge the blessings in our life. So that is finding those holy moments and celebrating the gifts in ordinary life. So last week, I had the joy and pleasure of having Sunday dinner with my parents. It was my mom, my dad, my uncle, who's from Arizona. Well, he lives in Arizona. He's from Mattydale. And my daughter and her boyfriend. And at the end of dinner, but before dessert, we lifted up our plates and looked at our placemats because we have a tradition. My grandparents started it, and now my parents have continued it, and maybe I will as well. But each of our placemats are different. And that is because when we travel, we purchase a placemat from that place. So our holy moment for me was not only to have this time with my family, but it was also a time where we got to hear about or remember all those places that we have visited. And so my favorite story told last week was about this, the Reversing Falls, St. John, and I think it's St. John River, but I'm not sure, in New Brunswick. You can Google it later. And what this does, my parents visited there as empty nesters, so it's just the two of them, and they told us about how they spent the whole day watching the water here. And depending on the tide, the water will flow out into the bay, down the falls, you can't even see the falls there, or during high tide, it reverses, and the water goes up the river, over the falls and up the river. Wow. They sat and watched that all day. What a holy moment. What a gift of ordinary life to celebrate this beauty in nature and the time spent to enjoy it. And this, the washing of dishes. I didn't do that last Sunday, by the way. I probably should have done that for my parents, right? Okay, so the washing of dishes is not my favorite thing in the world to do, I'll have to admit it. But in our study, we've been talking about the gifts of ordinary life, the gifts of ordinary tasks. And so one person in our group shared the story of how she has a prayer right above her sink. And it says something like, I'm not going to get it exactly right, God, thank you for these dishes because it reminds me that I have dishes, I have food, I have shelter, and there are many in this world who do not have these privileges. Wow. The ordinary gift of washing dishes. And then another person shared that her friend takes all the people she's going to pray for that week, and she tacks them right up in front of her sink, and as she washes dishes, she takes time to pray for each person on that list. The holy moments. Washing the dishes, celebrating those ordinary gifts of life. All right, and then we talked a little bit about pets with the children. And I have to tell you, several years ago, my daughter used to spend a lot of time with our cat. Her name was, and she came to us with this name, Cotton Ball. But once we got to know her, she was a long-haired white cat, so it was fitting, except for once we got to know her, we knew this cat's name was not Cotton Ball. It was definitely Princess. And so we called her Princess Cotton Ball. And my daughter had gone for hours with this cat, and I would see her and say, "Where have you been?" And she would say, "I've been watching the cat." "What? You've been watching a cat for 4 hours?" And she said, "Yes, it brings me so much joy to just watch her just do stuff." And I was like, "Oh, goodness." Again, those holy moments where we meet the divine in ordinary life. And so I thought we would watch a cat video. And so just so you know, we don't have to just exclusively talk about cats. There are dogs, dog videos. Now, one of the things I enjoy doing when I'm driving in the country, if I see a field full of cows or horses, I might pull over and watch them for a while. The ordinary holy moments, gifts of life. What's he going to do? Oh, he must see something. That is my absolute favorite cat video ever. When my nephews came, I had to show him that video because I think it's the best video ever. I don't know. I probably should wonder that. Angela just said, "Did he get hurt?" I've never even thought about that. I'm so sorry. God forgive me. Sue says, "No, he didn't get hurt." Okay, good. All right, so, wow, we got so much joy from that, right? God created these cats and their quirks, and we get to visit with the divine through these animals. So I feel as though the only way we can go deeper with these holy moments is to have some homework. So I'm challenging each of you this week, or I would say this month or year or forever, to notice and acknowledge the holy moments in life. And the challenge is not just to notice, but this week, I challenge you to write a prayer or a poem about something ordinary that you experience. And so I know someone here, you might be able to do this, but this is halfway. Someone here took the coffee prayer and changed it to a prayer for tea. So you can do that if you want, or you could change it to another beverage. But I challenge you to notice and acknowledge those holy moments in your life and take a minute to write a prayer or a poem about them. And so I'd like to end our time with this. Bless to me this community of faith gathered here today. They have shown me the divine through the way that they treat one another and the way that they have loved me. And they have brought me closer and deeper to the divine as we have lived and grown together. Amen.